Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 22nd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Friday, Cook County Judge Pamela McLean Meyerson dismissed three counts against both the City of Evanston and Northwestern University from the Most Livable City Association and 13 Stadium Neighbor complaints, which consisted of four counts total. The complaints were regarding the demolition and reconstruction of Ryan Field. The last count that Evanston and Northwestern did not attempt to dismiss regarded Evanston engaging in, quote, secret negotiations, end quote, to benefit Northwestern for zoning changes. With the warmer weather predicted for the upcoming week, coupled with strong wind gusts and low dew points, reports indicate elevated risk for fire in the Chicago area. Residents of the area are urged to avoid starting any fires or burnings from Monday into Tuesday and to be mindful of fire safety. Saturday evening, several Los Angeles County Fire Department units responded to a tram accident at Universal Studios Los Angeles. The end of the tram collided with a metal guardrail and ejected multiple passengers, leaving 15 people injured. Last Thursday, the President of Zimbabwe granted clemency to over 4,000 prisoners as an act of amnesty for Independence Day. The amnesty was to benefit female, older, juvenile, and terminally ill inmates. Some of the inmates granted clemency were on death row, and there were very strict specifications the prisoners had to meet in order to benefit from the amnesty. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.